This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.
So after some unbelievable fundraising from Everton in the community and the Everton under 23 squad, they've helped raise £245,000 to buy a house for young people at risk of becoming homeless. Let's have a chat with Sue Gregory, who is Everton in the Community's Director of Youth Engagement. Morning to you, Sue.
Morning. Hello.
Quite a figure, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we're really excited and really grateful. But I think it's important to say that the donations are still coming in. However, we need to keep the momentum up as we need to sustain the programme and make it grow and grow and grow.
Right. What was the idea behind it from the very start?
The idea is David Unsworth and the under-23s, they support the great lads, great bunch of lads. They support our programmes right throughout the season. And they realise we've got great education, employability and support programmes. But then they started to speak to young people and understand that when it's hard to keep a young person engaged or motivated when they're worrying about where they're going to live night by night. So they decided, and then they launched their fundraising campaign in the Goodison Sleep Out in November. And I think they realised the hardship that some young people could go through facing homelessness. So they decided to give us a hand and launch this campaign, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, so they did a sleep out themselves, didn't they? I remember speaking to David on the show shortly after that. And he was absolutely sort of, I would say blown away. Maybe that's the wrong description, but I think it really hit home with him.
It did, and I think the conditions as well, I think it went to -4. And I think for the lads, they realise, they understand they're in a privileged position. They get support, they get psychological support, they get fitness advice. And I think they realise that every young person in Liverpool, Merseyside, deserves support as well. I think it really hit home some of the issues that young people face when they're at risk of homelessness.
So the idea was to buy and run a house based near Goodison Park for a certain age group, 16 to 23-year-olds. Is that right? Who've fallen on hard times?
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be a supported living initiative, which will offer a roof over the head for 16 to 23-year-olds who are maybe homeless now, but they're known they're going to be homeless in the very near future. We're currently looking at premises as close as we can to the stadium within L4. And yeah, it's just a great initiative, so we're really pleased.
And how will it be run internally? Will it have a lot of sort of a support workers, advisors, people who can help these young people take the next step?
Yeah, well, as soon as the house is renovated, we will then wrap around our existing education, employment, support services. So they'll have all our whole community wrap around the house to help them get back on their feet, or continue to stay in the jobs, continue to stay in education and get employment.
I mean, you still need help, don't you? You're still raising money, as you said at the start. You still need stuff like kitchens, bathrooms, specialists to make it the perfect place for these young people.
Yeah, we need all hands on deck, really. So we want brilliant kitchens. We want them to have a house that they're proud of, to feel safe, to feel nurtured, and then they can access our other services. So when we actually buy the house, start to renovate it, we'll probably need more help. So it's really important that we plead to people to continue to donate. We also have another sleep out in November, which anybody wants to get involved in, sleep out in Goodison Park, or any other initiatives they'd like to do and donate to the programme.
Has it got the whole under 23 squad doing it again?
Yeah.
It's an annual thing now, isn't it, Sue?
Yeah, they're signed up now. They're in.
If you want to be a footballer at Everton, you have to do some sleep outs.
Yeah, I think they realise, because they help all year round on our programmes as well, and it gets them an understanding of what's going on with young people in Liverpool, so it keeps them in the knowledge, really. But yeah, that's something to look forward to. I'm sure they're getting the sleeping bags ready now.
I think one of the surprising things is how quickly this fundraising has been done. I mean, we're talking about an awful lot of money here. It's clearly hit home. And I think homelessness is such an issue for our city.
Yeah. And I think it's not too far away. I think people understand with young people the way the situation is sometimes trying to get an employment, trying to look at the way benefits are structured. I think people understand it can happen to anybody, anytime. Even our, you know, our campaign inspired our chairman, Bill Kenwright, Duncan Ferguson, Seamus Coleman, and the Everton Board of Directors. They were inspired and they've made real generous donations, as well as our fans. We've had a group of fans who've done a bike ride from Sligo to Goodison and were really inspired, and they've raised quite a lot of money. We've had various initiatives, golf days, Ultimate Chef, where David Unsworth, Leon Osman and Peter Reid all competed to be the Ultimate Chef. So there's been quite a lot of momentum around this campaign, but we need that to continue.
David Unsworth's called it one of the most rewarding things he's ever been involved with. Is that the same with you, Sue?
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant. I'm on the ground, so I actually see the young people's faces, how we change their lives. It's just unbelievable. It's great to be associated with Everton and the community in Everton.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.